Whitewater kayakers have stories to tell this morning about how they braved a challenging stretch of river just south of Asheville, North Carolina. It was the 27th annual Green River Narrows Race, which is not easy to get to and not easy to finish. NPR's Rolando Arrieta was there.
The Green Race was equal parts extreme whitewater kayaking and steep, treacherous hiking. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Spectators like me had to descend a 2-mile trail deep into a narrow canyon. Organizers estimated the crowds at about 2,000.
Hi, my name is Carlos Aranda. I'm from Mexico, Veracruz. I'm living in Chattanooga now.
This was Aranda's 8th year racing on the green.
I hope it's going to be good. All my friends from Chattanooga are here. We have a nice crew today. Get excited. Whoa, I'm nervous.
Each kayaker was timed on a 3/4-mile stretch of the Green Narrows. The most challenging rapid was an 18-foot waterfall called Gorilla.
Definitely the biggest thing that I've ever ran before in my kayak.
This was Christian Mullen's first time on the green. She got smacked in the eyebrow by another kayaker's paddle in one of the rapids.
You know, those things are sharp. Sharp fiberglass, skin, not a good combo.
An EMT patched up the gash.
I'll probably go to urgent care later too, but you got to stick around to watch the show, so I'm going to tough it out for a little while.
About 175 kayakers entered the green race this year. There's no prize money, just a trophy. And they all had to have done the narrow section before and sign a waiver that said, quote, "I have been warned of the stupidity of this activity." A waiver that veteran and winner of the women's heat, Adrian Lefkenecht, has signed for the past 17 years. I spent some time hanging out with her and her 70-year-old mom, Lori.
And I remember the first time I hiked in here and I was like, are you kidding me? People kayak this? It got to be nuts.
I'm just thankful that my mom never told me that I couldn't do something because I was a girl.
The race concluded for the girls and boys, but the adventure continued for the spectators as we tried our best to climb back out of the steep, rocky ravine unscathed. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Saluda, North Carolina.